Pests are a painful reality of gardening. My wife and I were horrified to discover several of our tomato plants had been savaged by hornworms intent on complete destruction. They'd have been wiped out, the tomatoes, if we hadn't acted swiftly and decisively. Or it could be caterpillars or cabbage worms or rabbits or deer. Untold hours of hard work can be undone and a family can be deprived of fresh, healthful food. In evangelism and soul winning, the devil has invented innumerable pests that must be carefully dealt with, lest new believers be consumed. Just as a plant can't defend itself against a caterpillar or rabbit and must be cared for by the gardener, new believers can't always defend themselves against temptation or predators. Christians of experience are needed to foster a safe environment in which young Christians can grow. Critics, the theologically unhinged, the mean-spirited, do the devil's work by causing offense, hurt, and by creating confusion. Many gardeners surround their gardens with fences, sometimes electric fences, to keep out the pests. The battle against garden pests is serious. The battle against spiritual pests is more serious. While the best defense against garden pests may be a fence or spray, the best defense for new believers is prayer and love. When the church strives to provide a safe place for new believers to grow, they have a much better chance of survival. Paul wrote, "But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one." God often works through his people to protect the vulnerable from spiritual attack. So, what can you do to provide protection for a new Christian finding their way to faith in God? If the new and vulnerable aren't cared for, the pests will get them. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written. Let's live today by every word.